Be your own leader. Be your own leader. Lead yourself where you want to go, what you want to accomplish in life, what desires and goals are most important for you. Be your own leader. You can accomplish great and beautiful things if you will just be your own leader. During Bible times, disciples and everybody came to Jesus and they said, "Jesus, show us the way. Jesus, tell us how to do the things that you do. Jesus, show us the way. Let us be leaders too. We want to be teachers just like you. We want to be great just like you." And Jesus continually said to them, "You are. You are great. You are wonderful. You are fantastic. Now just let go and let the quality of being fantastic in you shine out in all your world. Begin to say, 'I like me.' Begin to say, 'I am good.' Begin to say, 'It is done.' Have you ever heard me?" The master teacher asked his disciples. "Have you ever heard me say that I am not a happy person? Have you ever heard me say that I am sad about anything? Have you ever heard me say that this is not a wonderful world that we live in? Have you ever heard that? I don't believe you have. Because I don't say things like that. Because I believe this is a great and a wonderful world. It is from the beginning fantastic. It was from the beginning. It was created an ideal expression of all that is good. And you are that all that is good. Now, how are you going to enjoy being the leader? How are you going to enjoy being the leader that you are? Are you going to enjoy being the leader that you are by comparing yourself to other people? By comparing yourself to how other people do things or how other people achieve their goals? I would hope not. The way that we are a leader is by being ourselves and having fun. The way we're a leader is by doing what turns us on, what makes us feel just wonderful, just fantastic. The only way that we'll ever be a leader is when we are a leader of the type of person that we are right now in ourselves. And when you are the type of person that you like, you're the type of person that other people like, you're the type of person that all the world respects and honors and loves, boy, that's a big order, isn't it? Yes, that's a big order. All the rest of the world respects and loves and likes. My goodness. Well, who cares? Truly. Who cares? Who cares whether the rest of the world loves, likes, and desires how wonderful you are? Who cares? Nobody cares. Who cares whether you are a fantastic person? Who cares whether you are a glorious person? Who cares whether you are a happy person? You do. Just you. Just you. You're the only one who cares whether life is a happy situation for you or not. The only person who cares that whether the world is a beautiful world and whether all is in divine order is you. It's me. We are the only ones who are concerned or care whether we are achieving the goal we have set for ourselves. Now, what is the goal that a master sets for himself? A master sets for himself the goal of enjoying himself, of enjoying his life, of enjoying his world, of being happy. Well, that's not what masters are supposed to do. Masters are supposed to teach other people. Masters are supposed to show the way. Masters are supposed to help other people. Masters, no, who said that? Who said that? You? Certainly not the reality of all. If you don't do it for yourself, if you are not the master of yourself, if you are not the creator of your world and all its beauty and all its goodness, then nobody cares. Nobody cares at all. Nobody cares whether the president goes around doing a good job as being a president or whether anybody else does, but the president does. The leader of a company, he wants to see that company succeed. He's not wanting that company to succeed for other people. He wants it to succeed for himself. He sees it as a success himself. And as he sees it as a success for himself, it is just that, a success for himself. And it's a wonderful success for himself. Because be your own leader. That's the only thing any of us ever want to do, is to be our own leader. Be our own master. Be our own great one. When children grow up and leave home, parents do not want the children to be exactly like them. In fact, they don't even know who exactly like them is. The mothers do not look at their daughters and say, "Oh, you'll be just like me." The mothers look at their daughters and say, "You will be a beautiful mother because you have a loving heart, because you like yourself. How much you like yourself, how much you like the world, how much you like everything, that's just how much the world will like you. But you're not doing it for the world. You're doing it for yourself. You're doing it for yourself. You're your own leader. And every daughter that goes out into the world is her own leader. She says yes or no to all of the circumstances that face her. She says yes or no as to how she wants to maintain her home. She says yes or no as to which husband she will accept. She says yes or no as to the children she has and how they'll be raised. Does she feel the children are the most important, glorious thing for her at the time that she has them? Or does she think that someone else should raise her children, someone else should be their nanny, someone else should look after them? If that's what she thinks, well, she's not a very happy lady. Why bother having 1,000 cars and you don't get a chance to drive any of them? Why bother having 1,000 pairs of shoes and you only wear one or two pair? Why bother having a host of friends, a boatload of friends, and you spend no time with them? Because you're too busy doing your own thing. You're too busy going swimming. You're too busy taking a walk. You're too busy enjoying the world. You're too busy seeing everything beautiful and good. You're too busy. And that's the way it should be. Our life should be so busy, we have no time to look at the world, look at the world's problems, look at anything else except our relationship to ourselves. My relationship to myself is that I like me. Be your own leader. My relationship to myself is that I like me. People come to me oftentimes and they say, "Herb, show us the way. Herb, you've got a good handle on this thing here. Help us to have a good handle on it." And I say, it doesn't matter whatever the thing is out there. It only matters what the thing is inside of you. It only matters about the person you are, being your own leader. It only matters that you are doing whatever you're doing because you think it's the greatest, most fun-filled thing in the world. You think that what you're doing is delightful. You think that what you're doing is great. Now, our neighbor lady, she raises horses, and she just loves them. And she takes care of horses for other people. Now, I see her every morning out riding the different horses and teaching them her expectation of them. And the horses just prance for her. They dance for her. Their heads are held high. Their tail is held high. They're going along with all the joy of their heart, beaming out. Oh, she is having fun. She is not training those horses. She is training herself to have horses that dance and sing and do all these other things that she has them and loves them to do. The horses are not doing something for themselves. They're doing it for her. because she is the one who puts the cause in motion and gets the results. Anita came here from Switzerland and New Zealand and all around the world, and she says, "Oh, I love horses, I love horses, I love horses." And pretty soon, the two young men next door, they said, "Hey, look what we got here, this lovely horse." And Anita had to go over and say how wonderful. And they said to her, "My, you love horses, don't you?" And she says, "Yes." They said, "Well, you can ride our horse anytime. You know where the tack is. You know where everything is kept. You may come over and ride anytime you like. It's do anything you want." "Well, I should brush it and comb it." "You don't have to. We do that. If you like doing that, you're welcome to, but you don't have to. The horse is there for you to enjoy. The horse is there for you to be the leader, for you to be the one who chooses what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. It's up to you and you alone. And if you think that you're riding the horses to make them happy, you're wrong. If you think that you're riding the horses and taking care of the horses for us, your neighbors who have these horses and don't give them enough attention that we like to give them." Anita gets on those horses and rides them. She rides them with love and joy. The horses love and respect her because she is her own leader. She is her own master. She is the one who rules her world. How about you? How about you? Anita goes into Switzerland and she's worked for a friend picking apples. And they're ordinary apples. But she looks for the apples that have the most beautiful sheen to them, the most beautiful coloring to them. And then she said, "Look at this beautiful. Look at..." She doesn't really care whether everybody looks to see whether they're beautiful or not. She doesn't care. She only cares that she finds them beautiful. And she looks at them and she finds them the most glorious things in the world. Be your own leader. Be your own master. Be your own creator. Be your own one who makes the world a fulfilling, wonderful adventure. Because nobody else can do it for you. Nobody else cares about it like you do. And all the world will give you their joys if you know what your joy is. So have a lovely day and know that if you are your own leader, that all of the Bible stories will come true for you. All of the stories of goodness and happiness will be revealed in your world right now, as they are in mine, as they are in my world. Enjoy, because that's who you are. And know that I love you.